Hello there. I'm Alan O'Mara, and this is the Real Talks podcast. In this new season of the Real Talks podcast, we're expanding our interviews to include inspiring people from sport, music, art, and life. We're also expanding into a weekly podcast, which I'm super excited about, and we'll have a little bit more on that format later. But for now, I'd like to bring on the producer of the Real Talks podcast, Mary Kate Boylan. Mary Kate has worked as a producer for CBS National News, is a writer, a harpist, and she's also my fiance. Hi, Mary Kate.
Hi, Alan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Long time no chat.
I was going to say it's funny to ask someone how they are when you've been in the same physical space as them for an entire day, but it's kind of nice.
Honestly, for weeks. So yeah, what do you want to talk about?
We should probably talk about the Real Talks podcast and this new season and what it will bring.
It's something that for sure I'm super excited about. And I know we wanted to take like just some time today to share with listeners what the new season of the podcast is going to look like, what it's going to sound like, how it's going to work, and basically kind of do an episode zero on the whole thing. So just to kind of start spreading the word, giving some insight as we kind of look to move forward. And so I definitely feel really lucky that I've had hundreds of thousands of people or millions listening and watching to stuff that we've done before. And kind of as we start this new part of the journey, kind of want to recap what's happened already, but then kind of, and most importantly, kind of give an indicator into where this is all going to go.
Yeah, exactly. I think that as we head into the new season, something we've talked about as it's been in the works for months is just expanding on the original idea of Real Talks, still having those same vulnerable and important and fun at times and really hard at times conversations that you've had on the podcast before, and then just growing it out. First of all, becoming a weekly podcast, that was super important to kind of get to check in with people and the listeners every week. And then also just growing the types of people you're interviewing, their backgrounds, their different stories. And I feel like, to throw it back to you, kind of how did that come about? I feel like there's been a few projects you've worked on that kind of led you to this place.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, the Real Talks podcast started, like, years before we'd even met. I think I started thinking about it in 2016, and I launched it in 2017, and, like, at that time, like, podcasts weren't cool then. Like, there was still like a niche thing that I'd kind of picked up on. Certainly they weren't cool in Ireland. Maybe here in America, like, everything was like, you know, they were like, we got a podcast. In Ireland, we're like, what's on the radio? I suppose the idea came in the back of, like, for years before that, or certainly the year before that, I'd been doing real talks in schools, in boardrooms, in dressing rooms, where I was going in and I was talking to people about my journey, my experience of mental health, and really just the essence of real talks, which is just the importance of just learn to speak up about kind of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, I suppose, as an individual, but then also having those more powerful, deeper conversations with, you know, family, friends, it was teammates for me as well at the time. And it was something that definitely as a young male, I kind of spent a large chunk of my life, like, honestly, avoiding, like, would always try and stay on the top level, you know, what's going on? How are you? Oh, not bad. You know yourself. And we'd all say these like multiple things without ever saying anything at all. And I kind of seen the power of, I suppose, first and foremost, like, the power of that, like, changed my life for the better. And then I kind of had this epiphany of doing it as a business and going out there and sharing my story and sharing those lessons and giving examples of powerful conversations and how they helped me. And then it kind of just grew into like, oh, that's cool. But like, if I'm in a room with 30 people or I'm in a conference hall with 100 people, like, that's limited to that amount of people. And the podcast kind of came from there, where I was kind of passionate about at that time. Like, getting sports people to open up and certainly help people understand and recognize athletes as people. And I think we did like 20 episodes at the start, certainly in the first like two blocks. Like, I remember just being like blown away by like the feedback to that. Like, there was national newspapers were basically covering the podcast. There was on like news shows. It was just really, really like huge impact. And like, obviously as the years go on, like, I dipped in and out of different projects and I worked for freelance for some companies, some organizations. And then in 2022, I kind of had the opportunity to like come back to Real Talks, like the essence of what it was, the nub of it. Did a mini podcast series with three people in particular. It was Leanne Kiernan, who plays for Liverpool and has played for Ireland. David Balfe, who goes by For Those I Love, who had like won Irish Album of the Year and was actually like a childhood friend of mine. I got this like crazy experience, like reconnect with like a really cool, deep person who like has struggled, but also who has helped lift others up and like had such an interesting and different perspective. And also spoke to Rory O'Connor, who goes by Rory Story, so people will know. Again, own experience, own journey. And I think that kind of lit the flame in me again in terms of, okay, how do I bring Real Talks like back to life, back to the fore? How do we capture that? And certainly sport is part of me and like always will be, but then like how it expands out past that. And then like, I suppose that's where like our conversations probably have been bouncing around for weeks, if not like, sorry, months, if not like into the years. And then like for anyone that doesn't know, like Mary Kate's kind of been like my, I'm going to call her like woman in the chair behind the scenes and a lot of work I've done over the years. Anyway, would always dip in and out and kind of look at things and help me. And you have your own, obviously, like huge professional experience, insight, knowledge, creativity, better at multiple things than me. And then like, we kind of just, I feel like the last few months have come around to like, wait, why don't we try to do that like together?
Right. And I feel like it started with sports people, because that's obviously your background, to bring it all the way back. You played Gaelic football in Ireland. You wrote your book.
The book I never talk about.
The best is yet to come. on Amazon. And that was
still available for sale.
And that was about your mental health experience, mm-hmm. As an athlete, and kind of, it is cool to think about how far we've come from that time when it wasn't spoken about at all, I feel like, and now it more and more that's building, kind of becoming part of more regular talks. And so you started talking to sports people. And then I feel like when you did that series where you did talk to David and Rory and Leanne, it kind of opened up maybe, oh, Real Talks could be under the Real Talks umbrella. You've grown so much since you started this, so it makes sense that Real Talks would grow with this and expand in the types of people and the types of stories you're telling.
Real Talks is just like, yes, like it's two words on like a business name and a logo, and you know, that's New York City living right there, in case you can hear that. But like Real Talks is also just kind of like, it's just who I am and what I believe in and what's like really like helped me get well, but like also like stay well. So I kind of feel like heading into this new year, like over the Christmas, over like the winter, kind of had those moments of like, okay, Alan, like last few years I've done multiple things, stuff I've really enjoyed. Hey, some stuff that, you know, like any of our work lives, you get kind of dragged or pulled into different things. And it's like, okay, but how can we get back to like the nub of that? Like Real Talks, like what are they? How do I want them to look, sound like? Where do I want to have them? And I think like for the first time in a while, I kind of, I got that real clarity from the perspective of one, over the years, I've done like hundreds of well-being, like keynote speeches, well-being sessions or workshops with groups where like obviously share my story and my experience, but then I also like upskill in terms of mental skills like self-awareness, like resilience, like self-compassion. And then on top of that, like signpost into, if it's in a company, like if it's an EA program, if it's in a school, like if it's counseling or like local organizations, that's always been part of my work. And like, I always want that to remain part of my work. And like kind of anyone who maybe is a bit more familiar with my journey, like the last few years I've kind of locked in on and focused in on a lot more in terms of like mental performance coaching and in sports, like in sports teams. Cause again, like it's part of my world, it's part of who I am. Like I love being in locker rooms, I love working with coaches, I love like working with players. And so those two things are still happening, but I just feel like for me, the piece that's been missing kind of the last couple of years is the kind of more, like the bigger conversations with people from more different, like from various walks of life, and like kind of knitting all that together. And I just, like every time I get to chat to people like Leanne or David or Rory, like I always come away like being like, oh, like I learned that today. Like that's cool. Like that's perspective and that's like grounding and it's like, it's helpful. And it's like, yeah, but like also like if to be able to do that. So A, myself, I get to learn, but then B, like, I just know, like straight up just know that these conversations that we capture, like when other people listen, like it helps. Like it might help in a tiny, trivial, small way, but like it also for some people has helped in like a big, significant way in terms of talking to a parent, talking to a partner, like reaching out for help professionally, or if it's going to a doctor, or if it's going to a therapist. Like that's the kind of nub of all these conversations, is just kind of driving home those messages that like it's okay to have like meaningful conversations and to have those real talks. And I think with the podcast heading into the new year, like I really just want that to be as varied, as diverse as it can be. Like I think I'll always link back to Ireland. It will always be focused on Irish people. It will always be, like, I feel like that will always be ultimately like the main section of it. But then also, hey, like we're in New York. There's loads of cool Irish people here in New York. There's also loads of cool people with connections to Ireland. And hey, there's also some people we'll come across that have nothing to do with Ireland and like want to talk to them too. And I just think that just feels like to me the next point of this journey and like why we're having this conversation today. And it can continue to do what it's done before, but just in like in a new way with new people. And I think that's just something that's, it definitely excites me.
Yes, totally. And I think one of the cool things about having discussions like this on podcasts is like one of my favorite things is you don't need to have known someone before, or it could be like someone that you're a huge fan of. But on a podcast, you get to like learn so many more. Like you said, even if it's the smallest thing that you can relate to, it can be so helpful. And then it can be so helpful with huge things. There have been such big things we've both had to tackle before. And honestly, like the first time, say like dealing with grief, like the first time I really heard people talk about it was kind of like as a second story on a podcast, like referencing it on a podcast. And it just makes you like build out this feeling of like, okay, there's a community here. Even if that's not what you came to the conversation for, you leave with way more than you ever expected, I think. And that's kind of the conversations that you and I want to foster here.
I think there's something like really empowering about hearing other people, like maybe using the language that you're struggling to articulate, that you kind of have those feelings or thoughts bouncing around you. But like I said, I'd take it back to like in my day-to-day work, if I'm working with like coaches or teams or people, like I talk about like that thoughts, feelings and actions triangle, like the three different points on it. And I just feel like these conversations can kind of help people piece together the thoughts, feelings parts of it a little bit. But then like, okay, well, what's the action going to be out of it? And I think like hearing people use language you're struggling to articulate is like, it's helpful and like it's comforting. And like, as well as that, I think me and you have talked about this before, like it's also great sometimes to hear like people talking about a difficult subject, but like laughing or being able to like engage, or like almost the conversation can be insightful, but also like entertaining. And like, cause it's grounded in like human experience. It's not like, you know, big topics, research papers, not that none of that stuff's not important, but like it's human, like it's peer-to-peer learning, which is I think really, really important. I know like we just both feel like our community and like what we're passionate about, that we can like help kind of promote that and grow that and hopefully like create something and create conversations and clips and like newsletters and that people like want to consume and engage if they're having a cup of coffee, if they're like out for a walk, hey, sitting on the toilet, like just like a create stuff that people like want to engage with.
Yeah. And it becomes a community, and we've definitely put a lot of thought into how we can foster that best as well. And in terms of that, talking about kind of what the podcast is going to be, do you want to talk a little bit more about what it's going to look like format wise?
Definitely. Like we've obviously gone over and back on this a few times, and previously I always would have done like, you know, do a block of 10 episodes, get in and get out, kind of take a break or come back in, do like a mini series. Like I think we're both committed to like wanting this to be a sustainable, consistent flow of episodes. So what we're going to do is like every second episode will always be us sitting down with someone to interview them, to talk to them, to learn about their journey, their experience. But then following up on that, like the following weeks is then an episode that maybe allows us to reflect on the conversation that happened. I know myself, reflection is, it's something we both value like enormously, both in like in our day-to-day lives and just as people. But sometimes I feel like in this world, it's like, oh, I made an episode, get it out, move on to the next one. Like I want to like actually like reflect on it. Like, what did you learn from it? Like, what were the key points? Like, what did you take away from it? But for both of us, and then also just have that space for us to kind of like talk about stuff that's going on, if it's in our lives or if it's through real talks or just like topical things, just having that kind of extra space for us to talk and to like engage and to like bridge people and connect them to the episodes in maybe a different way.
Chit chat, banter.
All the things that usually happen in this apartment.
Yeah, it's kind of the idea, you know, I have been a producer. That's my whole work history. And so when we thought of me coming on, right, I'm going to produce all the episodes. You'll be doing the interviews with people as you always have before. I'll be doing more producer stuff for those episodes, you'll be asking the questions. And then those follow-up episodes every other week, you and I will get to reflect on the episode, talk about, you know, I feel like every time you have a discussion with someone, they bring up so many things that kind of like get your wheels turning, and we'll get to kind of talk about those things on that podcast. Each episode will be a standalone. You don't have to listen to one episode to understand what we're talking about in the follow-up. If we want to talk about a specific quote or something, we'll play it back for people. But just the idea that, yeah, it can expand out and we can talk about what we thought of it, what we're thinking about, what we're feeling, what we're reading, what we're listening to, all those kinds of things, and make it just an ongoing conversation, I think.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of the time, you'll know, like, I'll get off an interview and I'll come back into the apartment and be like, ah, that was such an amazing conversation. Like, my head will be spinning with 100 things that I want to talk about even more, you know? So I think it's just going to be really cool to kind of have that follow-up space. So yes, there'll be an interview with, like, a person, and, like, we already have our first four officially lined up, which I'm very excited about. You ain't getting that information today.
Oh, such exciting people. I'm so excited for those to get out there.
I'm proper, like, there's been different times when people have like been replying to me and been like, yeah, like that's, I'm like buzzing for that. I'm really, really excited for that side of it. And then, so those conversations will happen, those interviews, we'll be doing like our follow-up episodes. And then outside of that, and kind of in support of that, we're committing to doing like a weekly newsletter where, in tandem with what I've just talked about, kind of putting some of what we've just discussed like in writing and words for people who are just on a bus, on a train, want to be able to just catch up or connect with what we've been recording and chatting about in their own time, in their own place. And you've been working hard on that. If you want to tell people how they can find it and how they subscribe and where it's at on the internet.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alan. Yes. So the newsletter is going, the podcast is coming out every Wednesday. The newsletter is going to accompany it and come out every Wednesday. Anyone who subscribes, it'll land in your email inbox. And it'll just be a companion piece to the episode. There will be any links that are mentioned in the episode, any photos, videos, books, anything will link out, will expand on, video will be attached to it, some extras. And then, yeah, if we mention we're reading something, that'll all be linked. So it kind of will just expand on anything in any of the episodes, kind of make it easy. And then also it's cool because subscribers can then, we can chat. It's one of the things I like about it. There's going to be like a whole comment section. And, you know, sometimes you want to be like, oh my gosh, I related to this so much. And you can't because you're just listening to it in your head. So I feel like that'll be a cool space for the newsletter. So you can subscribe to the newsletter at realtalks.news. Enter your email address. Easy peasy.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. Figured out a whole website domain.
You don't need stamps, no anything. You just go on there straight in. Mm-hmm. That's the episode format. The newsletter is going to be happening. And the other thing I kind of do want to touch upon is, like, I know we've had like multiple conversations about this, is like, we really want to and are determined to keep the content that we provide free for our community, for our listeners. Like, I feel like the amount of times, like, just like listen to stuff that's just really helped me. Like, this is a medium. This is like, not necessarily a service, but it's what we want. Like, we want to be able to give that to people for free. And suppose if there is anyone listening that's in a position or interested in sponsoring or kind of stepping up on that, obviously we have like multiple bundled and packages that are available. We've already been having those conversations for weeks, if not months, and like working to add those layers and build it out that way, because that's how we want it to be sustainable. Because you want the listener, the person at the end of like listening to this right now, just be able to enjoy it. Yeah. And for sure, we live in a world where if you can contribute, like, please do. But also, if, you know, times are hard or you're stretched, like, cool, I still want you to be able to have this, like, Real Talks. We want to be for everybody.
Yes. In the newsletter, you can be a paid subscriber. You do get access to some more things as a paid subscriber, but we'll always send out newsletters to anyone who subscribes.
Also, as part of this kind of journey and process, like, as of right now, 2024, being cool with the kids, like, gonna have Hey Real Talks TikTok. I've never been on TikTok for like longer than a minute. Like, I feel like I uploaded like 6 videos before and I was like, I'm too old for this.
I'll handle that.
Good job. And then, yeah, my socials will still be sharing stuff across, but kind of, we want to give the episodes, the series, just like its own space. So, you know, if have an auntie in Cavan somewhere following me. She's not getting all the Real Talk stuff on the gram.
She would love that. But yes, if you follow us on Instagram, on TikTok, it's at Hey Real Talks. That's where clips from each episode will go up. We hope to do some live events. So anything related to that would be posted there first.
We won't give that away today.
Yeah, but it'll be pretty cool. You know, it is cool. We live in New York, but obviously I have so many connections in Ireland. So would
safe to say there might be some international events.
Exactly. So that'll be a cool thing that we'll add to this as well.
That's the socials. We said the newsletter is realtalks.news. Oh yeah, obviously like podcasts, hello. So like if you want to like subscribe, that's just Real Talks on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. You can find it there too. And then, yeah, anyone has any questions, anyone wants to reach out, please do. If you're listening to this, that's a pretty good start.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Tell all your friends. That is the other thing I would say. Like we all have like social media and Instagram and I sound like 100 years old. Back in my day.
I feel like I'm talking to your dad.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know where I went there. I lost my train of thought. I'm too old.
I'm going to close out the podcast. Thank you so much to listening to the first episode of our new season.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. Let me go. Just one more, please. One more minute.
No one's stopping you.
Like with all like the online stuff, that's great. But also like just in terms of like, you know, peer-to-peer like referrals, your WhatsApp groups, your conversations, like definitely if you're liking the sound of this and you can help us like grow out organically that way, like please do. Don't be afraid to be like beep boop into your WhatsApp group, or if you're having coffee with your friends, been like, hey, you should really check this one out. It's going to be cool. Because by the way, it's going to be cool.
Friends, coworkers, moms, dads.
We'll even take like loose colleagues from work if you're stuck for something to talk about, like the water
neighbors,
cooler.
Neighbors, acquaintances.
Yeah.
Teammates, Uber drivers, nieces, nephews.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this first episode. The next episode is going to be an interview with an extremely cool person.
I think we'll drop a teaser for that before it comes out so people can get like a little 2-minute clip.
Yes. So subscribe to realtalks.news for the newsletter. Follow us at Hey Real Talks on social media and subscribe to the Real Talks podcast.
Great job, Mary Kate.
Thank you so much. High five sound.
Sounds terrible, but sorry for listeners, but talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you.